This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. As of yesterday, the bridge across the Santa Cruz Harbor is closed in both directions for construction. Both lanes will remain closed through January of next year. The eastbound lane is set to reopen in February, along with two-way pedestrian access. The westbound lane will stay closed until the project is completed in early 2028. Cars are being rerouted to Soquel Avenue via Seabright and 7th Avenues. Bicycles can cut over to Arana Gulch and Broadway, and pedestrians can walk around the north end of the harbor. Central Coast Congressmember Jimmy Panetta is leading a bipartisan effort to prevent possible cuts to military language schools. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, Monterey's Defense Language Institute is the largest of its kind and would likely be affected by cuts.
The Fluent Forces Act comes in response to a pair of Defense Department memos that discuss cutting what the department calls inefficient programs, such as language learning. The memos also propose reducing language requirements for service members in intelligence. The proposed cuts come at a time when a reconciliation bill, passed by the House and now in the Senate, would add $150 billion to the defense budget. But Panetta says that money is mainly for hardware, not for programs that help the military understand its adversaries.
And obviously a big way we do that is listening to them and learning from them by knowing their languages.
Panetta plans to include the bipartisan bill as part of the Defense Authorization Act later this year. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.
And this is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.